This is Akashvani, the news read by Hagiani. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes, Iranian state media confirmed earlier today. His death occurred after a joint U.S. and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and government sites. A 40-day state mourning has been declared in Iran. Iran's Chief of Army Staff and Defense Minister were also killed in an airstrike targeting a meeting of the country's Defense Council, as reported by Iranian state television. General Abdul Rahim Mosavi and Defense Minister General Aziz Nasirzadeh were killed at the meeting alongside the head of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard and security advisor Ali Shamkhani. Iranian state media reported at least 200 are dead and more than 700 injured. Reports suggest that around 40 Iranian officials were also killed in the strikes. In response, Iran launched attacks across West Asia. Apparent Iranian strikes have been reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, places with U.S. military bases or that are allied to the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, said that heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as American warships moved into the region and stalled nuclear talks. Thousands of people in Tehran, Isfahan and Mashhad have gathered to mourn their supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. His death is being portrayed by state media as the martyrdom of the Guardian, framing his end not as a defeat, but as a final sacrifice for the sovereignty of the nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries amid rising tensions in the region, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. A team of 43 Gaonpuras of Ruksin subdivision in East Siang district of Arunachal Pradesh are on a tour to Kaziranga National Park in Assam. Pasighat West MLA Ninong Ering, who sponsored the tour, said that Gaonpuras of his areas should realize the importance of wildlife conservation. He hoped that the Gaonpuras would mobilize their local villagers and stop rampant hunting of wild beasts during community festivals. He informed that the Gaonpuras would watch wild animal movements in Kaziranga National Park and learn about wildlife conservative tips, especially management of man-animal conflict, from wildlife experts. Further, the MLA said that not only Gaonpuras but different sections can also avail the opportunity who are interested to learn about conservation of the wild resources and create tourism prospects in the areas. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing regional situation due to U.S.-Israeli airstrikes in Iran. The embassies also advised Indian nationals to exercise utmost caution, follow official advisories and to avoid unnecessary movement. The embassies also issued 24/7 helpline numbers and email IDs in a time to facilitate timely assistance during the time of emergency. The toll-free number of Indian embassy in Abu Dhabi is 800-46-342. The WhatsApp number is 971-5430-90571. People can also reach on email pbsk.dubai@mea.gov.in and ca.abudhabi@mea.gov.in. In Jammu and Kashmir, the army troops opened fire to bring down a Pakistani drone after it entered into the Indian side from across the line of control in Poonch district early today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the drone returned to Pakistan-occupied Kashmir after hovering briefly in Digwar area of Poonch district. This was the second time in 3 days that troops opened fire after picking up drone movements from across the border. However, the drone escaped the gunshots and immediately returned. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation and laid foundation stone for development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that with investments in spiritual tourism, ecotourism and health tourism, the government is taking Puducherry to greater heights. He expressed confidence that Puducherry can emerge as a medical tourism hub. 19 projects worth 1,142.23 crore rupees were inaugurated at the function. 17 people died and 18 workers have been injured in a massive explosion at SBL Energy Limited in Raulgaon in Nagpur, Maharashtra. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.